Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Thursday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I love shows like today because we're getting into a little bit of everything. We got a huge weekend of racing on deck. Cody Zeeb going to join me here in a little bit to break all of that down. We also got the first round of the Charles Schwab Challenge underway. We're going to give out some three ball groups that we like here coming up in the afternoon. Going to do a little PJ's potluck, go around the sports landscape, do a little this or that with some of my favorite bets. We'll talk NBA and NHL playoffs as we got a couple more games tonight. Oilers Stars starting their series and then game two of Pacers Celtics. Matt Horner going to join me during Model Making Money, and then we'll give out all of our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have, especially in the weekend of racing with Cody coming up here in a little bit, send them into us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And as always, if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check it all out at the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session here on a Thursday. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Cody Zeeb, who is joining us. You can follow Cody on X at Husker_Zeeb, co-host of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast and writer for the Sports Gambling Podcast as well. Cody, we were talking before the show, man. It's a huge weekend of racing. I'm excited to get into the Monaco Grand Prix and certainly the Coke 600 as well. But we got the Great American Race in Indianapolis on Sunday. And what is your biggest storyline heading into the race on Sunday?
Yeah, massive weekend for racing. Triple header day on Sunday, starting with F1, Indy, and finishing off with NASCAR. Biggest storyline, though, Kyle Larson. He's doing the double. Where he's going to race at Indianapolis in the 500 earlier in the day. As soon as the race is over, he's going to jet his way to Charlotte, North Carolina, jump in the NASCAR car for the longest race of the season, 600 miles. So he hopes to complete 1,100 miles on the day. And honestly, he might have a shot at winning both of them.
That is insane to think about. That'll be fun to watch both of those races. So let's stick with the Indy 500 here, Cody. Joseph Newgarden is the favorite at BetMGM. Do you feel like he is the guy to beat here in the Indy 500?
I think he definitely should be the favorite. He's kind of the king of the oval tracks in IndyCar. He's won a majority of them over the last couple of years. Finally got that to the, you know, to kiss the bricks last year, winning the Indy 500 after so many tries. But it's not easy to go back to back. He's going to be starting on the front row. It's a three car Penske front row. They locked it out, so they definitely showed speed during qualifying. I think he's a deserving favorite, but by no means is it just he's going to run away with it. He's going to have to work really hard for it, and he'll be challenged plenty on the day.
And who do you think could be some of those challengers? Who are some guys that you like on Sunday?
Yeah, so Scott Dixon is actually kind of the main guy that I like. In IndyCar, great. He's second on the all-time wins list. Been hanging around, doing it for a long time, six-time champion. Only one Daytona 500, or not Daytona 500. This is a big race. I'm so excited. Only one Indy 500 win for him. But 2 years ago, 2022, dominated on the day, was looking like he was going to cruise to a victory. Late mistake, speeding on pit road, cost him the day. The heat's a little bit off this year, and he's kind of being slept on a little bit. You can find him about 20-1. Actually, over on the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, you know, in basketball and football, we like to give out betting ladders. We have the racing version as the car lift. I like taking his car lift. You can get him top 10, minus 120 over on BetMGM. I like taking his top five to be the top finishing Honda, top three even, all the way up to winning the race at 20-1. He's starting a little farther back in the field. No big deal, though. Newgarden won the race last season, starting in, I believe, 27th place. So starting position isn't everything. I think the race trim will be fine on the Chip Ganassi Hondas. And he's the guy that I'm definitely the most invested in going into this race.
All right, very nice. How about who are some drivers that you're looking to fade this weekend?
Yeah, drivers to fade. Honestly, it's Scott McLaughlin, the pole sitter. Huge fan of his. I would love to see him win it, but he's one of the favorites in this. You're probably going to get some pretty good juicy head-to-heads with him. He's just not had the best luck in this race. I don't think it's out of the question he could get it done. But the results have not been there. So he's definitely probably the top guy I'm looking to fade, especially being one of the favorites on the board since he's starting on the pole.
Any other specialty bets that you're looking at for the Indy 500? I mean, you mentioned car lift. I know we got head-to-heads. You have guys top 10, top five. Anything that anything else you're betting outside of maybe some outrights?
Yeah, Santonio Ferrucci is a guy that I've definitely got circled. You can get his top 10 number, minus 125. He's got five starts in the Indy 500. All five of them he's finished inside of the top 10. So I think that he's a really good bet. And then a fun one to get in on, you know, if you're not a big racing bettor, you want to have some action, you can get the winning, the car number of the race winner. You can bet the even or odd side. Odd side is minus 108. You get quite a few big players in there. Guys like Scotty McLaughlin in case he gets it done. Scott Dixon, Kyle Larson's a part of that. And quite a few other guys. Again, if it gives you the opportunity to be in the race until the very end and have something to sweat out, rooting for anybody that's driving an odd-numbered car. So that's a really fun way to get in on the race.
Yeah, like that, even or odd. Cody, before I let you go, definitely want to get your thoughts on the other races. We'll start with the Monaco Grand Prix. Who do you like there in F1?
Yeah, so Max Verstappen, actually, he's about minus 150 right now to win the race. I know that seems like it's a little juiced up, but in general weeks, he's like minus 700 going into the week. So I think the books have overcorrected a little bit. There definitely has been some gains made by some of the other teams, but I think you don't overthink this and you take the opportunity. By the time we get to Sunday on race morning, he could easily be minus 1,000 to win this race if he's able to start on the pole, which I think he will. So I love getting pretty heavily invested in Max. And then taking a little sprinkle on his teammate too, Sergio Perez, you can get him at 16-1 to win. You can also get him to start on the pole and win the race at 40-1. I think that those are good hedges off of Max.
All right, very nice. And then what about the NASCAR race in the evening, the Coca-Cola 600? I believe this is the longest race in NASCAR all year. This is certainly an endurance kind of race. So how do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It is an endurance race. You know, a lot of races in NASCAR these days are only 400 miles. There's a couple of 500 milers in there, but going 600 miles is a big test. You know, the machines, not so much anymore. They can all make it this far with the technology we have now. But the drivers, you get guys that are too aggressive, make mistakes. They could be up front, you know, three quarters of the race, but that extra 200 miles makes a big difference. Top 10 market is my favorite in the Cup Series this week. You're going to get at least one, potentially two or three big upsets inside of the top 10. Long shot guys finishing there just because they're good at taking care of their equipment, being there at the end, not making the mistakes throughout the race. If you want to go super long shot, Justin Haley, top 10, 18-1 is one that I really like. And then a guy like Alex Bowman, plus 140, if you want to go on the more conservative side, he is the number one guy I'm targeting this weekend going into this race because it plays perfectly into his style of just being smart, not being overly aggressive, not going to be the fastest car on the day, but he's going to be there at the end and have a chance and be inside the top 10.
Very good. A lot of great stuff. Cody Zeeb, make sure you give him a follow on X at Husker_Zeeb, co-host of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast and writer for the Sports Gambling Podcast as well. Cody, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy all the races this weekend, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Great stuff there, Cody Zeeb. All right, let's talk some golf now. Time for a little golfing with Glasser as we look at some of these three balls. We'll start here 1:23 p.m. Eastern time, so about 15 minutes. We got Akshay Bhatia, Lucas Glover, and Matt Kuchar in their three ball. Bhatia is plus 138, Glover plus 150, and Matt is plus 275. I'm going with Akshay. Looking at kind of this morning wave so far, Colonial Country Club, it is a tough test. Right now, the leaders are sitting there at four under. That's kind of usually how this golf course goes. The winner is usually like low teens. You're looking at like 12, 13 under par somewhere in that neighborhood. So I'm going with the guy who's the best golfer of the three, who's been playing hard courses pretty well. I'll go with Akshay, plus 138. Then at 1:34 p.m. Eastern time, we got Jordan Spieth, Chris Kirk, and Emiliano Grillo, all three guys that have won here in the past, but I'm going with Jordan at plus 115. We've been talking about him the last couple days. His last nine times he's played here, he's finished in the top 10 seven of those times, and a lot of times when he finishes in the top 10, he gets off to a good start. I'll take Jordan, plus 115 in that three ball. Then we got Sungjae Im, Adam Svensson, and KJ Lee. Im is going to be the heavy favorite at plus 115, Svensson plus 210, and KH Lee is plus 220. I usually don't take KH Lee unless it's a TPC course, so I'm throwing him out. It's between Im and Svensson, and Im has gotten much better here over the last month, five, 6 weeks on tour, and he's playing really good golf, and he's one of the more talented guys in the field this week when he's on. Extremely accurate player and a very good iron player, so I'll take Sungjae at plus 115. Then we got Scottie Scheffler, Keegan Bradley, and Billy Horschel at 1:45 p.m. Eastern time. Scotty, as you would imagine, a heavy favorite at minus 150. Keegan is going to be plus 320, and Billy Horschel is plus 300. I'd actually take a stab with Keegan Bradley or Billy Horschel. Now, Scotty, you know, is going to shoot under even par. It's just a question of how low is he going to go. But for one round, Keegan is usually a very good golfer in the first round, especially on courses that can be a little challenging. And same thing with Billy Horschel. He completely changed his equipment, and he's been much better and looking like the Billy Horschel that we saw like 4 or 5 years ago. So I think those guys, certainly at 3-1 plus 320, are worth a little bit of a price. You just hope that maybe Scotty shoots a 2 or 3 under today and one of those guys get out to like 4 or 5 under. But I think for the price, it's worth it between taking either Keegan or Billy Horschel. Then at 1:56 p.m. Eastern time, Tom Hoagie, Tom Kim, and Chris Gunthrop all there in that three ball. I'm looking at either Hoagie or Tom Kim. Now, Tom Kim lives in Dallas, so he's used to playing golf in Texas, which certainly could be a benefit to him, but I'm actually going to go with Tom Hoagie here at plus 140. Hoagie's one of the more accurate players on the PGA Tour. He's excellent with his iron play, and again, you don't have to be long to be good here and to be in contention, so I'll take a stab with Hoagie at plus 140. Then 2:18 p.m. Eastern time, we got Maverick McNealy, Eric Cole, and Ben Taylor. I'm going to go with Eric Cole at plus 150. Cole is one of the shorter hitters on tour, and he's not very accurate off the tee, but neither is Jordan Spieth, and he seems to always play well here. So you don't have to be great off the tee to be successful here, to finish in the top 10, top 5, and Eric Cole's an excellent iron player. He usually plays pretty difficult courses as well that don't demand you to be great off the tee, so I'll take a shot, Eric Cole, plus 150. And then finally, 2:29 p.m. Eastern time, Robert McIntyre, Ben Coles, and Jorge Campillo. I will take a shot with Ben Coles at the plus 2-1 price. Bobby Mack, I talked about it earlier this week. He's a guy that I really only like backing in major championships. Ben Coles was a guy, if you're watching the PGA Championship last week, played very well in the first round. I can't tell you how many times I've watched a major and then seen a guy who, like, you don't hear his name very often, and then that following week plays again and gets off to another hot start. I think Ben Coles could potentially be that guy. So plus 200, I'll take a stab with Ben Coles in his three ball against Bobby Mack and Jorge Campillo. All right, let's keep it going. PJ's potluck now here on Send It In. We got 8 great things to choose from. I'm going to go through them. Shawnee Sharp's going to help me out here with our first one.
Yeah, Peach. The first one, actually, we have a question in the chat here on YouTube from B Mills. He's wondering, how about Billy Horschel over Putnam for the tournament this week, Peach?
I like that as well. I'm big on Billy this week, B Mills. I think he's going to be in contention. I don't know if he's going to win, but again, he was so bad these last couple years, but he's completely like changed his equipment and he's playing a lot better. I don't think Putnam is going to produce all that much this week at Colonial. So I like that head to head with Billy. I would take that.
All right, first one here for you, Pete, for the potluck. Your Orioles are going up against my White Sox, so it should be a pretty easy sweep for your Orioles. So today, are you going to take the Orioles on the run line, -2.5 at +110, or the Orioles team total over at 5.5 at +110?
Yeah, Sean, this is some uncharted territory here for the O's. That series against the Cardinals was the first time that they had been swept in the regular season since Adley Rutschman had gotten called up. It was the second longest streak in the history of baseball at 106 straight series. So now they flip the page and they have a four-game series against the White Sox. Their offense has really, really been struggling. So this could be like a 4-1, 5-1, 3-0 kind of game tonight. So I would much rather take the O's run line at -2.5 than I would their team total over 5.5. So I'll go with the O's run line.
Yeah, nothing screams there's no better medicine than the White Sox pitching staff for a struggling offense. The next one I got here for you is the Timberwolves. I got two teams that lost their game ones here. The Timberwolves to win their series at +140 or the New York Rangers to win their series at +240. Timberwolves are +140.
Oh, this is an easy one. I mean, I love the Panthers to win this series against the Rangers. We bet them last night, so that was a great result for us. And then Minnesota, if you watch this show, if you listen to me on the network, you know I think they're going to win the championship. I think they're the best team, but I like Dallas last night. I bet Dallas on the money line to win the game. So nothing has happened so far that hasn't surprised me or I wasn't prepared for. I expected Minnesota to drop game one. I even heard Kyrie talk about it on the broadcast after the game last night with the TNT guys that they were kind of expecting Minnesota to have, you know, some effects coming off that series against Denver, maybe being a little tired. Anthony Edwards talked about how they maybe weren't as ready as they should have been heading into the game. So I think the Wolves will be fine. I'm kind of hoping that everybody overreacts to this one game and we can kind of get Minnesota thriving again in this underdog role, but certainly love them plus the 142. I'll win that series. And I think the Panthers are going to beat the Rangers.
All right, next up here, let's go to the French Open. Carlos Alcaraz to win the French Open on the men's side is +275, or Iga Swiatek to win the French Open is -145 on the women's side.
Definitely would take Iga. I'd lay the juice with her. She is a clear-cut head and shoulders above everybody else on the women's draw. Would be really surprised if she doesn't win it. Now, Alcaraz is certainly he is the favorite and wouldn't shock anybody if he does win. But you got Djokovic over there. You got Zverev, who's been very good on clay. Rafael Nadal is back, and obviously he is the king of clay. So I just think there are so many more options, and there's way more parity on the men's side. Whereas even though you got to lay some juice with Iga at -145, it honestly maybe should be like -200. So I'd much rather take Iga.
All right, next up here, I got the leader after round one at the Charles Schwab. You got Brian Harman at +500, who started off really hot here. You gave him out earlier this week on Send It In, where Scottie Scheffler is about to tee off at 12-1.
Yeah, look, I mean, Scotty's only had one round the entire year where he shot over par, so you figure that he's going to be under par, but considering that Brian Harman's already almost finished his round and he's towards the top of the leaderboard, I'd rather take that, especially since we're getting 5-1, and there's been news coming out this morning that Scottie Scheffler is not going to have the charges dropped against him, so I'm sure he's been in communication with his lawyer, and he's certainly having an interesting morning. Now, he's shown us he can block all that stuff out with what happened with him last week, but I'll gladly take Brian Harman here, first round leader, +500.
All right, next up, let's go to game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. Jason Tatum over or under 30.5 points. His over is -105. The under is -125.
I'll take the over for Tatum. I think a lot of people are going to look at the 30.5 and they might take an under, even though we saw a bunch of points in game one. But like, just look at what the superstars this postseason have done against Indiana's defense, right? When Brunson was healthy and he was out there for the entire game and he wasn't bothered by injury, he had his way with that Pacers defense. Certainly Damian Lillard had some big games as well early on in that series. I think Tatum, especially if he doesn't settle for threes and he's consistently attacking the rim and he gets to the free throw line, I think he's going to probably have multiple games this series where he's above 30 points. So I'll take the over with Tatum over 30.5.
All right, two more here for you, Peach. Staying in game two, these three guys for the Pacers all had a double-double in game one. Miles Turner, Siakam, and Haliburton. Would you bet any of them to get another one? Miles Turner is plus 300, Siakam is plus 190, Haliburton is plus 165.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think all three of these are good options. It'd probably be between the Miles Turner double-double or the Haliburton double-double for me. Now, Miles is at plus 300. The problem is, you know, with Haliburton, you're at least getting the points. You know, he's at least getting you 10 points. Turner, you would feel good about getting 10, but he does shoot a ton of threes that if tonight he is one of those like 0 for 7 games in 3-point range, you might not even get the points. So I take Haliburton, still a good price at plus 165. We know the ball is going to be in his hands a ton. So I would take that double-double, plus 165.
All right, last one here for you. We're going to go to game one of the Oilers and Stars. Jake Oettinger to have 25.5. Over saves at minus 130 or Connor McDavid to have over 3.5 shots at plus 120.
We'll do Connor McDavid over 3.5 shots at plus 120. I like the Oilers tonight in game one. Usually in hockey, when a team's coming off a 7-game series and they win that, you like backing them in game one of their next series. And obviously, we've already seen Dallas so far this postseason drop the first two games at home in game one. So like the Oilers, I think that correlates with McDavid over 3.5 shots at plus 120. All right, let's keep it going. Playoff Peach here on Send It In. Look at these games real quick. Going to be honest with you guys, Celtics and Pacers, I have no idea what to do in game two tonight, right? Indiana should have won that game one. Getting a lot of points with them tonight at plus 8.5, but this is what we do with Boston, and it feels like we just expect them every single night to blow out every team by 30 points, and when they don't do that, then everybody just overreacts to what they saw. But I wouldn't blame you if you liked Indiana. That was a great spot in game one for the Celtics to really blow them out. I was on Boston. It didn't happen. I would probably go back to the Celtics in game two at minus 8.5. Certainly wouldn't blame you, though, if you're on Indiana, but I'm not touching that. I'm not touching the total either. What I do like is Pascal Siakam over 20.5 points tonight. If there was one thing that stood out to me in game one between these two teams, it was that the Al Horford versus Pascal Siakam matchup is not a good one for Boston. You just stick Siakam on that free throw line and Horford has no answers. If he sags off, Siakam hits the mid-range. If he pulls up on him, he just blows right by him. So we'll see if Boston makes any adjustments. I don't know if they really will, and I think Siakam's going to feast tonight. So I'll take over 20.5 points for Siakam against Boston. As for the Mavs and Timberwolves, obviously we got game two coming up tomorrow. There's already one bet that's going to stick out to me, and that's going to be Dallas in the first half, plus 3.5 against Minnesota. We do this all the time in any playoff series, whether it's baseball, hockey, or basketball. Whenever a team drops game one and they're favored, I think everybody just kind of expects them to win game two. And you're already seeing that reflected in the market where Minnesota was favored by 4.5 in game one. They lose. And now they're favored by 5.5 here in game two. I like Dallas to get off to a hot start, though. Maybe everybody is nervous that, man, is Minnesota really going to go down 0-2 in this series? And then eventually I think they come back and win the game. But I like Dallas there in the first 24 minutes. I'll take them plus 3.5 in the first half. As for the NHL tonight, just talked about it. Love the Oilers coming off a game 7 win. Dallas is 0-2 in game 1 so far in this postseason. Give me Edmonton plus 110 tonight against Dallas. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Warner joining us here on a Thursday. Get some of his best bets for tonight. Matt, before we do that, what are some of the five-star plays BetQL has for us?
What's going on, PJ? We're going to give you, you were just talking about Pascal Siakam. We're going to go Siakam over 3.5 assists in this game. It's a five-star play on the BetQL model. He has gone over this line in three straight games. He has gone over it by multiple assists in two of those three straight games, and he just had 7 against Boston in the last game. The model thinks this is great at plus 114 right now at that price. So we're going to take that as our five-star play of the day for the BetQL model.
Yeah, like that quite a bit. I mentioned I like his points. I like the assist look as well. Matt, how about you? What are some bets that you like for tonight?
So I am going to go to another player prop in this game. I took it in game one, and I lost on the most horrific thing ever. It's Miles Turner under 1.5 blocks in this game coming up tonight. I took it again at plus 130. It's plus 105 now, so some money has been coming in on it. In the first game, he had one block during regulation time. Of course, it goes to OT on a miracle three-point shot. And then in OT, he gets a block, I guess you would call it, by the NBA stat guys, when Brown just kind of rushes into him and loses the ball, and they called it a block. So I lost on kind of a fluke play, in my opinion, there. But I like it again. Boston does not get blocked a lot. They were blocked the least of any team in the NBA in the regular season. So I don't think Turner's going to get two blocks here unless it's some fluke play again or we go to overtime. If it goes to overtime again and it loses, I'm going to have to call the number. Give me Miles Turner under 1.5 blocks in this one at plus 105. That is my first best bet.
All right, very good. Love that. So that's your first best bet. Anything else that you like? I know you're betting baseball here every day. Anything that you like tonight in baseball?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Cubs game here. I'm going to go under 9 in this game. The total is really high at 9 because we have two kind of like spot starters today. You got A.J. Smith-Schwarber, and you got Ben Brown on the mound. Smith-Schwarber, he had a 5.71 xFIP last year, so obviously not that great. But the Cubs offense has been so cold at the plate. They have been terrible at generating runs, especially against right-handers. They're getting close to being bottom 10 in the league in WRC plus against right-handers. So even though Smith-Schwarber maybe not the most trustworthy pitcher, the Cubs are just so bad right now that I'm fine with that. Brown, he actually has been pretty decent. He has a 3.59 expected FIP, so he's been pretty good. And Atlanta's offense, while they're still top 10 in generating runs against righties, Brown has been decent enough for me to think that this total is a little high at 9 in this game. So give me the under 9 in the Cubs game tonight.
All right, very good. And then, Matt, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on this Minnesota-Dallas series. We saw Dallas steal game 1. They are now favored to win the series, and you can get Minnesota at plus 140. Do you think now is a good time to buy in on Minnesota, or are you in the mindset that you think Dallas could win this series?
Well, funny enough, you were talking about this earlier as well, that you were on Dallas. I was on Dallas for game 1 as well. So was Kate Constable here on the BetQL team. A lot of sharps were on Dallas in that first game. But I definitely think, yeah, a lot of sharps were on Dallas in that first game. But I still think the Wolves, as you were talking about, I think they're the better team overall. It was only one game. It's game 1. There's a lot of Minnesota love coming into that game off their big win against the defending champ Denver Nuggets, which is why a lot of people, the public, was taking Minnesota. I think it's great, honestly, for them to still win this series. I would take that all day. I think they're the better team, and you're getting a good number here. I think they win game 2, and I think they cover that line in game 2.
Love it. Very good. Matt Horner joining us here on Model Making Money, always giving us great stuff. Matt, appreciate the time, man. Good luck on all your bets. We'll talk again next Thursday.
Thank you, PJ. I'll see you.
Absolutely. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And a reminder that it is a BetMGM Big Money Week on Wheel of Fortune. We're giving away up to $10 million on bonuses all week long. Take a spin on the Big Money Wheel for daily prizes and a chance to win $10,000. Once a day, play our free-to-play Big Money Wheel for a chance to win daily prizes. Players will have a chance to spin the wheel to win a prize. Follow the instructions to claim your reward. First, free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. Second, BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our Big Money Wheel will have the opportunity to win a reward when they spin the wheel. And three, reward types include parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, short game parlay boost tokens, bet insurance tokens, and bonus bets. Time to wrap up the show now with PJ's plays. Moist Cupcakes 11 chiming in on Twitch. Al Horford got cooked by all Indy players in game 1. He sure did, Moist Cupcakes. And that's why we're hoping that he's still going to be on Pascal Siakam so that he goes over his point total. In going streaking today, we got a game underway already, but I'm taking Aaron Judge against Luis Castillo and the Mariners. So if you want to hop in on that live, maybe live look on Judge total bases, that's going to be my play today. 2 for 6 in his career against Castillo. My prop lock is going to be Pascal Siakam, as I mentioned, over 20.5 points. Let's hope that Boston doesn't make any adjustments. Al Horford is still on Siakam. If he is, I think Pascal is going to get us somewhere in the mid-20s tonight and go over that prop. Dog of the day is going to be the Oilers plus 110 against the Stars. talked about this a couple different times. In the NBA, we like fading the team that wins game seven going into the next series. But in the NHL, it's actually the opposite. We like betting on the team that win game seven and then goes in to the next round, especially when they're dogs and especially when they're on the road. Give me Edmonton tonight, plus 110 against the Stars. Shawnee Sharp is going Miles Turner over 16.5 points tonight. He's a mismatch for everyone on the Celtics right now. And he also still likes that Pacers team total over at 107.5. And I'm doubling down tonight on the Edmonton Oilers. I'll take them plus 110 against the Dallas Stars. Now we'll see. The Mavs got blown out in both of their first game ones in the previous two series and responded last night. Dallas has lost both of the game ones. We'll see if they'll respond, but like this spot for Edmonton, like that offense against Dallas. So give me the Oilers plus 110. To recap our best bets for today, Aaron Judge is our playing going streaking. Pascal Siakam is going to be our prop lock. We're doubling down with the Oilers as our dog of the day and best bet. And Shawnee Sharp is taking Miles Turner over 16.5 points. Thanks again to Cody Z for joining us. A lot of great stuff in racing this weekend. Matt Horner as well. Make sure if you guys miss any part of the show, you can go check it out on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, and review. Enjoy the game two between Celtics Pacers and game one in the NHL. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.